first morning of the new year. I always love that peaceful feeling you get, that's coupled with an air of groggy excitement. Whatever has happened the night before, I know that today will always start with a fabulously lazy brunch, knocked up with whatever is in the fridge. If there's any sausage meat in there, I'm very happy, as it means I can do a special sarnie that never fails to wake me up. All it involves is a few thinly sliced bits of red onion, fried with a few sprigs of fresh thyme, a good handful of sausage meat, or you can just skin any bangers that you have going spare. You can just skin any bangers that you have going spare.
A little bit of fresh lemon zest.
Grainy mustard instead of butter gives the sandwich a real kick. Pile on your sizzling meat, tuck it. You can just skin any bangers that you have going spare.
Completely scrummy. And the lemon really makes my sandwich sing. Completely scrummy. And the lemon really makes my sandwich sing.
To find out more about Tudor eating habits, I spoke to food expert Jay Rayner.
So what sort of things did Tudor people eat at Christmas? They had things like peacock, didn't they? What goes with peacock? What kind of gravy?
There is evidence that they ate, you know, very exotic things, but only that would have been the very, very richest people.
A Tudor Christmas, then, they'd have peacock, like you said.
No, I think like you said.
The royals had peacock.
I don't know how much peacock was eaten in Tudor days, I'll be honest.
How did that affect their barrels, you know, what comes out of the back holes?
I don't know. I suppose if they were eating too much, it would have caused certain bowel issues.
Those meat, lots of meats.
Lots of meat can
pack together.
Can compact, yes.
Make sort of big, hard stools.
It would have been uncomfortable, I imagine, but I'm only guessing.
But see, that would have been the first bit that I'd gone to if I was a food expert.
Could you talk me through what makes a perfect Christmas dinner?
Once you've got the right people around the table, you need a light starter. If you give people too much to, which is
not
really
prawn cocktails.
Not a, well, I don't know. A good prawn cocktail's a lovely thing. You know,
bottom feeders.
Okay, I tend to do platters of charcuterie, salami, and ham, and maybe some pickles and things for people to pick up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have that. No. Okay. And then come to the main event. So maybe a three bird roast or a roast goose, red sauce gravy.
I don't understand bread sauce.
It's a great way of making a really savoury sauce.
Bread and sauce are two completely different things, aren't they?
Well, they are, but you can grind the bread down and then cook it in milk to make a really good sauce.
It just looks like sort of juice. I don't like prawns.
Do you not?
No, they're bottom feeders.
You can just skin any bangers that you have going spare.